Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Jim Blasingame, thank you very much. Hanging out with me 23 after the hour. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, The Third Ingredient. By the way, that was Marvin Gaye, in case you didn't pick up on that. I'm glad you're here. Rob Wilson's here. He's the new friend, president of Wilson Companies, co-founder of EmployCo, and we're talking about artificial intelligence. Rob, thank you again for being here. What do you see as you look out across the workplace out there, what do you see, how do you see AI increasing its impact on the workplace?
I think it's only going to get bigger. The larger companies, your big national companies they've embraced it already, and they're continuing to put more and more into it because once the investment's done, it's cheaper for them from a labor standpoint. It saves them time and money. It's a slower process for smaller businesses, small and medium sized businesses. They still rely on people, and that's not a bad thing. You look at it helps differentiate your small business versus your large business.
One of the things that I do, Rob, I did it with my last two books, is talk about the analog nature of humans. Even though we're inheriting an increasingly digital world, you and I will never not be analog. Our children, our grandchildren, 100 years from now, when they're mostly digital in their world, they'll still be as analog as you and I are today. Do you see a point to beyond which we don't need to go with technology in terms of the high touch element of the workplace is the workplace. Obviously all of our employees use technology like crazy. We use digital leverage like crazy, and we like that part, and that has impacted the overall hiring, the overall jobs that humans do now. But at some point in time, do you see a saturation where humans are going to revolt and they're going to want to say, I want more touch, less tech. What do you think?
Well, I think you see that a lot on small businesses now because when you look at the AI part, your recruiting process is really just the first start of the hiring process. When you hire somebody, so much of the onboarding on larger companies is electronic and technology, where on the smaller businesses, it's the human side still.
Right.
And I think that's a big selling part where when you're onboarding an employee, the human touch is so important.
Right. No, there's no question about it. So what else are you seeing out there with regard to AI?
Well, so we're seeing it on the biggest part on the recruiting, the scheduling and screening. We're seeing and using it on our workers' comp side a lot for more of that, reading documents and picking out keywords. It's helping save adjusters a fair amount of time of reading through thousands of pages of documents.
Mm-hmm.
And those are, so the document management side, you see a fair amount of it.
Well, and that's the kind of thing that small businesses do like, right? Because we sure don't like reading the fine print, do we?
Right. And if you can save time on that and get to just you've got 1,000 documents and you only need 20 of them. If you can have a system sort through that, it definitely saves you a lot of time.
Do you see, now you're in the HR world. Do you see companies like yours providing small businesses with SaaS products, software as a service type products, so they can become more adaptive and more adopting of AI?
They do use a lot of our software systems, whether it's on the HR side, assistance on the recruiting, but. Not to the level that you see that the large companies are.
But do you see that over the next 5-10 years? Do you see more and it'll come in the form of SaaS, won't it? It'll be more probably software as a service rather than continuing to have someone bring it in for them. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. You know, because as you're looking to your small and medium size, they're looking to outsource what they can. If they can bring in technology at an efficient price, it's only going to help their bottom line and their growth.
What about blockchain? Are you guys thinking about blockchain in the execution of your world? Do you see blockchain as part of your future?
You know, we have clients that are involved, but we haven't really done anything on our side, so it's something that we're still waiting to see. But so we haven't as a company done anything.
Right, but I see blockchain as a new open source disruptor, potentially on the level of maybe exceeding the disruption of the internet over the next generation. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that. As you look at it's only going to get bigger over the next generation as they look at more, you know, as there are going to be more regulatory issues around it, but it's only going to grow.
Yeah, and it's because it is it's the closest thing I've seen to digital trust. And you and I, as analog humans, we require trust. Last thoughts.
Right, we do, and you nailed it on the head. We're still analog. And analog is so important in the digital world.
Rob Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, president of Wilson Companies, also co-founder of EmployCo. Hey, Rob, good job today. Come back soon.
Okay, thanks for having me, Jim.
Rob Wilson.
Appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's a good guy. He's very smart, too. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. You marry music, man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.